Blog Talk Radio.
Biscuits and Tea Mystic. I want to wish everybody happy leap year. This is Happy Leap Year Day. And I have a wonderful friend on and a fabulous healer and psychic on. Her name's Valerie. Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming.
We'll have a good time tonight.
Tonight we're going to talk about energy work and how it can benefit your soul. And for healing and different types of hauntings and ghosts. So I'm curious, Valerie, how do you do your energy work?
Well, as you know, I've been attuned as a Reiki master, but over the years it has blossomed into working with natural healing techniques, which I think each and every one of us has the ability to heal, certainly has the ability to heal ourselves. And I tend to look at the body more now as a hologram, where energy, every time I say that, I see an image of a body with all these lights. And that's the way the energy flows. And even though we have a form in this life, we're still all energy. And when we share the energy of love, compassion and understanding of one another, and our intention is to work and help heal on all levels of the soul, the mind, and the body. And for me, physically, I sense it. I sense where there's something in the body. Sometimes a client will tell me, but I lay my hands over them, or I touch them if they give me permission. I might put my hands on their shoulders or on their lower back, or I might put my hands on their head, and I send the love in. I ask for all of the angels and guardians and spirits and ancestors to come in and join in the healing process so that that person that I happen to be working on is able to resolve some personal challenges or some health issues or emotional issues. And so the energy works in a variety of ways, and it comes under different names. We have traditional Reiki or Reiki practitioners. I'm a non-traditional Reiki practitioner. It's just the way I look at it. Using symbols sometimes to open the doorway. It's symbolic of, it's a tool, if you will, and a symbol would be like a key, and it opens an energy path for the, so it flows into you with ease. A little bit different than what you do. You're natural, more of a natural healer, and I've watched you work, and you're phenomenal. You can see, and you're a medical intuitive. That's correct?
Yes, I do. I see into the body, and I can see light-up points. And what I do is I connect the dots, but my hands vibrate and get hot. And when I work on the body, it vibrates to a different level to help heal either physically, spiritually, emotionally, or mentally. That's mm-hmm. how that works. And I connect the dots, and it releases the blockages within the body.
Right. Because my hands will get warm, or they'll feel either intensely hot to me, and I know that there's drawing, the energy is being drawn out, or I'll feel, sometimes I feel like my hands are cold. And what I've found from some of those clients is that my hands are so hot to them. That it's I think it's another way of me being protected in the sense that I don't get overheated. So my
right.
hand on one level feels cold, but I'll put it up to my face to make sure it's working. It's one of those little human things that kicks in, you know, hello, are you really working here? You know, so
I know with me people will say, do you got a heating pad? No, rubby.
Well, what's really fascinating about it is it flows through, you know, we focus on it, you and I might focus on the energies flowing through our hands. But in truth, it flows through the whole body. I think it flows around
totally.
Us and through us if we, you know, we allow it. There's no harm to this body. And I think there was one healer I met several years ago. She was a phenomenal teacher as well, that you can also use your eyes to focus in on something. So if your hands are, say, over somebody's knees and you felt that there was something wrong with their ankle, you could focus on sending the energy with your eyes as well. Periodically, I find myself doing that, but not as often as just using my hands.
It's like connect the dots.
Right. Everybody does it differently. There are
Everybody
several names out there. You have, what is it, Healing Touch. You have Body Talk, you know, various forms of Reiki, drumming Reiki, shamanic Reiki. And I think part of my work, and you've been with me and you've had a couple of sessions that the shaman energy comes in, the Native American, and I by no means claim to be a Native American, but I know I have Native American guides that
I
like to work with me.
Your lady, a Native American Indian alien, because she makes this really neat high-pitched sound when she sings.
Yeah. It's an interesting one. If I start clicking, you know that we know we have a different energy in the house. So it's like, okay, just Valerie moves over and let somebody else come in. So I think that's the way the energy works between you and the person or the person that you're working with. It's very important that their energy resonates with yours.
Resonate.
So.
Yeah, you have to resonate with the person that you're working with, and they have to resonate with you.
Right.
And the people that need to come to you will come to you.
Right. We just sort of put the word out in spirit, you know, and we ask the universe to help us. So I think you helped me fine-tune this statement years ago, was that I accept any and all souls or people who need help through me, or through God, through me. You know, if I'm chosen to serve and to be of assistance through the divine or through the highest power, whatever, you know, way you want to describe it, the universe will choose the person that needs to come to me from their perspective. You know, they attract. It's like it's attracting that energy. So those people that I work with, I'm asking to be able to help them help themselves in many ways, much like you do. But I think you were the one that helped me fine-tune the way I was asking.
And it ain't no thinking thing when you do it. When God says, put your hands, put your hands.
Right. I remember the first time that you met me, you told me, Reiki Schmicky, God tells you to put your hands on somebody, do it. And it wasn't, some people might take offense to that kind of a statement, but I knew what she was saying because I was letting the idea of the name Reiki get in the way of doing the work on some level. Just, you know, you've got the ability, you've got the keys to do this work, so just do it and just get out of the way of it. My own teacher told me once, when I was attuned, I said, well, is this all there is to it? And he said, yes. He said, just go out there and do it. But be sure you listen to your spirit, your guides, your spiritual guidance, because they're going to tell you exactly how to do it. You know, we can have techniques and we can have book learning and we can be shown how to place our hands and everything, but the truth of the matter is when it comes right down to working with a client, your guides are going to guide you through it. They're going to move you through it.
Right. You're either gifted or you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's just you're the tool. You're the implement, the conduit.
Yep. You don't have anything to do with it. You're just the vessel.
Right. And I think that's something that humans have to learn when they start doing any kind of healing work is that they eventually have to take an aspect of their egos out of it. And you can't say, oh, look what I did, you know, because it'll still work, but I think it takes the value out of it in some level. And I know for a fact that it's not me. It's always divine energy, a universal energy flowing through me because it's universal love. And when we say love, in my mind, that's a very powerful energy. It's unconditional. I don't care who you are or where you come from. If I'm supposed to help you, I'll help you. And I work very hard at not meaning judgment on things. Does that make sense to you?
Yep, there's no need for judgment.
No.
What is, and it's like when you do the energy work is between God and that soul, too.
Right.
And always ask for their highest good, you know,
right.
Period, exclamation
well,
point.
And we always ask for them to be protected, you know, an individual
right.
to be protected when we're working with them. It's not just them. We're protecting ourselves and them. You know, we're surrounded by the divine light and let this energy be used for the highest good of wherever that goes. You know, you may have run into it, maybe not. I will periodically know what somebody is. They've told me what's wrong with them, you know, and I'll ask that if it's a pain situation, I'll ask that the energy work to help alleviate the pain or remove it completely. But I understand that a divine has a different purpose. And this may be a contract between that soul and the divine that it may have some pain, but it doesn't have to be excruciating, you know, so we're there to help in any way we can. And the energy will always work, even if it's like if you had a bunion and it was in pain and put my hands on it, it would alleviate it a little bit, but it may not be the bunion that's actually being worked on. It might be your knee or it might be your lower back. It's
right.
Wherever the spirit feels that it needs to go.
Absolutely.
That's the way I see it anyway, or feel it. Those are like it's like where the eruptions of energy or pain, or where the eruptions of pain are showing up. It's just that it might be deeper seated. It might be something else. Like, I mean, what would you say if it was a foot problem, Kelly? Would it be the fear of moving forward, or
it could be emotional, which would be fear of moving forward, or it could be from a back or neck problem.
Right. Okay.
You know,
because that's the head injury, right? The toes
like
are the head injury.
You can have an old injury, or you can have a pain in your toe, and it might be from your neck, because everything's connected. You know, everybody goes, well, how's that? Well, everything's connected.
Right. When you talk to someone who does reflexology, whether they're using the feet or the hands, they can tell you exactly where in the body you have a problem. And, you know, it's like they can feel it. There's like they feel a crunchiness or something.
Yeah, like crystals.
I'm not a reflexologist, but I've had it done a couple of times. And I'm always amazed if they push on something, you can sometimes feel it, you know. And it might be they're pushing on your big toe and you've got a headache and it releases, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And everything's everything, the reflexologist will say everything's tells everything in the feet, all your organs
right.
in the bottom of your feet and hands.
Yeah. You can see, I guess it's the palm of the hand they look at, or the just the way they feel the hand the same way they do the sole of the foot. But it's all interesting because, again, it's an energy. It's the nervous system is energy, you know, and maybe that's oversimplifying it, but that's kind of the way I look at it.
Well, we
so
are. We're body like electric.
Telegram, you know. And then
so.
I get some of the work I also do is it's I pull in that intuitive side of myself. I do intuitive life coaching. So some of my private sessions end up being not only just healing energy, you know, energy healing, but also emotional discussions like, or, you know, why we tap into the root cause of something. It's kind of interesting the way it unfolds as far as I'm concerned. I know I'm being guided, and I know that there's a lot of truths that come out when we talk like that. So there's a combination in my private sessions that is like you're getting intuitive guidance or intuitive life coaching and the healing. And then there are other times people want to come just for an intuitive session, and like you do, and we give them the psychic impressions. Again, mine are a little bit different, I think, or is it because it always goes to a root challenge, I think.
And it's an honor and awesome to be able to be trusted with that person's energy.
Right.
That's really
it is.
Neat.
It
you
is.
Know?
Yeah.
Now we're going to switch gears and talk a little bit about ghosts.
Always
there's
interesting.
There's different kinds of hauntings and ghosts. There's residual ghosts that is just energy that's been left behind from life or a trauma or a death or historical event. There's also an intelligent haunting that can contact you and talk to you and interact with you. And then there's also the energy burn that when there's a trauma, it instant repeats. It's like a loop in the timeline continuum. It's not real, but it's so intense that it's burned a loop into the energy grid.
Of that specific, like a specific area or a specific?
Yeah, like the Civil War
mm-hmm.
or murder or something like that. And sometimes
right.
there's ghosts that needs closure, so they're trying to get a hold of anybody that'll listen.
Yeah, they're like lost souls. I know we have done some clearings, you and I and a couple of other people have done it. It's been rather interesting. but I know, I think I called you once last year, and I said, well, I think I've got company. And I don't, everybody feels, sees, or senses something. When they say see, it's a form of clairvoyance where you might see an actual, what you perceive as an actual person or animal, and or even a picture of something. And I get those periodically, but not quite as much as Kelly does. But I had walked from my kitchen. I had left the refrigerator door open and went out into the living room to ask my husband a question. And I walked back in, and I stuck my head back in the living room and said, oh, we've got company. I think it was one of my grandmothers was sticking her head in the refrigerator.
It
I think I told
your,
you about I, that. And
was your, yep.
I was
your
just
grandma.
Seeing the back of her, and I think it was my my mother's mother at that
on
point.
On your mom's side, yes.
Yeah, I think it was my mother's mother, and it's like she was just checking out what wasn't there because we were going away, and that was it was just kind of funny. Where they check in, even if you don't know them, they come in and visit the spiritual, if you want to call it a family haunting. Now, I don't know if it's a haunting, but they're visitors. And
there's flybys. I call them passerbyers.
Right. And then we get into some situations where people have used the Ouija board or they've used spell work and they've opened up doors that they don't know how to close or they forget to close. We
and
end up with some negative energies or entities that
then,
come through and you have to banish them. And we have a, I don't know whether we really have a network, but we have a couple of people that we can rely on if that's necessary for any kind of removal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, shall we take a couple of calls? There's a couple of
sure.
people waiting here.
Sure.
It's spinning. Hello, 216. Hello, 216. Okay. We'll try 951. Hello, 951. What's your name?
Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
I want to know how you doing.
Jenny.
How are you? Can you
Good.
Tell me whether or not I'm going to get my disability?
It feels to me you have people drag their feet on these sort of things. You will get it, but it feels like there's a little bit of a game that's being played. I think it's a typical normal game. It's like you have to keep jumping through hoops to get it. But I'm being told to tell you to stand your ground and not back down.
Okay, good. Thank
does that make
you.
Sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Kelly?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Kelly?
Yeah, I feel like there's a delay around it and you won't get it till the end of the year.
Oh, no.
Doesn't
okay.
have to be, but I mean, just keep your focus out there that it'll happen
but you
faster.
You do get it.
Okay, good. Thank
you.
You know,
it looks like fall time.
Oh, that's a long time. Okay.
Well, it's a process, and they have to process all the paperwork.
I know someone that went through a disability claim, and it took them 3 tries, a different, like say it was Social Security or something like that, and they had to keep going back for it. But when it finally got resolved, it was proven that they won the case. They ended up getting some retroactive. So you might have to, you might get something retroactively. So,
right.
I don't feel like it's any later than August.
Right.
It's going to be, from my perspective, a little bit different than Kelly's. It's going to be between now and that time. And depending on what they ask you or what they need, just stay focused and stay the course. Don't give up, because sometimes that's what they want you to do. Okay?
Okay.
But you will get it.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye-bye.
Next.
Well, there's the 216. I don't know if they'll answer again. I'll try them one more time. Otherwise, we'll talk more.
Okay.
Hi, 216.
I wonder if she's got it on mute. Or he or she's got it on mute.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Well, 216 is an interesting number. It's a 9, and it's about completion.
Cool.
So if there's something about maybe that particular person's energy, that something's being completed for them.
Maybe they just want to listen, so that's fine.
Yeah, that could be.
But, yeah, a lot of times, like we said, when we go and do a clearing, we always, if somebody's messed with stuff, we always say, what did you do?
What did you do? Was it about 2 years ago, we had one that we went to, I will recommend Kelly to people to do this work. I go along with her when I'm available. And it's interesting because I let her do the work. But we've had some really interesting situations, and we had one that the spirit was hiding, and I knew he was hiding. We couldn't, areas that we worked in felt good, but when we left, I said, Kelly, it's still there. So he's hiding in the vent or in the ductwork, and he was hiding so well that he wasn't letting his essence or energy be picked up, but I could feel it for some reason. And was it a week later we had to go back to that house?
Yeah.
And that one was really kind of my first experience with a really mean dude.
Yeah, he was a mean dude, but he got rid of the dude.
Yeah. And when we say get rid of him, we actually, close an opening where he's come in or been allowed to come in, and we he or she, and what happens is they're walked into the light. They're sent to the light. They sometimes are hanging here because there's something that's unresolved on their part, or they're angry and they're afraid of crossing into the light because they fear that they're going to burn in hell, maybe. But whatever their fears were, we tell them that in truth, there's only family and love waiting for them on the other side, and it's okay to go into the light. And when there's resistance, they usually are assisted with the help of some of the big guides that hang around us.
Yeah, the big guys will come get them and just carry them right on to the light, of God, and there you go.
Yeah. what do you think about those people that would have the question about, well, what is it? What is a demonic? What is that? What they call a demonic? What is possession? What is your description of possession?
Demonic possession is another entity wanting to jump somebody and control and feel the earthly realm by jumping the soul, jumping the body, and inhabiting the body. Anything of light doesn't want to do that. You know?
Right, right. And it's not always easy to remedy, but it can be done. It's fixed. It's usually...
Right, and then if all else fails, you call in the priest.
Yeah.
You know.
But for the most part, you and I haven't really had any really negative experiences, and I know that you see, you're clairvoyant, so you see people. When she comes over to my house, she'll see my father. He shows up all the time. And
he's always sitting in your chair.
Right, right. And when I work with clients, I get an image. I usually do my work with my eyes closed in that case, but I get an image of somebody. If it's somebody's grandmother coming in, I can describe them. It's just the way it works for me. It's easier for me to have my eyes closed, I guess. And it's like getting a movie picture across the screen. You know, it could be their parents coming in, or they're just, if they don't want to be seen, they'll give me the information for that person so that they'll recognize them.
And they always give a tidbit of, so they know it's their loved one, you know, being a medium.
Yeah.
That's what you do, you know.
Yeah.
And
so it's
they
like
give
if,
you tidbits of what they know.
Right.
You know,
it's like something they might say, you know, what is this thing about lemons? You know, there might be something that they might show you a bowl of lemons, or they might be showing you lemon cookies or something like that. And that might be the favorite cookie that was made by that person that's passed. It's really kind of cool. And I know that along with this, you have near-death experiences where people may be transitioning, whether they're Alzheimer's or whether they're really toward the end of their lives, and they might transition from time to time. They might have a little stroke or something. My own dad, before he passed away, about 2 weeks before he passed away, he had an incident, and when I went in to see him in the morning and see if he wanted coffee, he said to me, "Valerie, I've been there and back." And I asked him, because we all have an idea of what, we don't have any idea of what we're going to. We try to imagine it. But I said to him, "Well, what was it like, Dad? What was it like?" And he goes, "Not what you'd expect." I had to laugh when I did ask him. I said, were there any golf courses over there? And he goes, "Oh, yeah, there were golf courses." And he was an avid golfer. So I think I'd asked you this, is that they cross into that area where they're most comfortable, right?
Yes.
In order
absolutely.
To transition more easily?
And you always have about five people come fetch you.
Yeah.
Now,
so those closest
how do
to you.
How do you get a hold of you, Valerie?
You can call me. My cell phone is 561-315-9889. I'm available for private sessions involving readings, healings, or a combination of both. And my sessions run an hour to 2 hours, roughly, and I can do shorter ones, but for the most part, they seem to go at least, if somebody wanted a half hour, they sometimes go to 45 minutes, just the way it works out. So you can call me at 561-315-9889, and I'm here in West Palm Beach, Florida.
And you can reach me at 561-333-5367. And KellyJoePsychic.com. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Thank you, Valerie.
Well, thank you, Kelly, and I thank everyone for joining us.
And
wish you all a blessed evening.
And join us in 2 weeks for our next show. Look forward to seeing you, and have a good night, all.
Good night.